It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Mile 12,002. Your dog just locked you out on a cross-country road trip. Fortunately, your Tucson comes with available Hyundai Digital Key. So your compatible smartphone is all you need to get back on the road. When it comes to smooth sailing, we're thinking of every mile. The new Hyundai Tucson. It's your journey. Test drive the new Tucson at your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good Monday to you. I'm Ryan Porthen for Matt Spiegel today. Let's rewind to Friday night in St. Louis. Bottom sixth, a man on, and Albert Pujols at the plate.
The first pitch. Albert unloads. Deep left. And this game is tied. 6-90.
If Pujols does hit two more home runs before the end of the season, he'll become just the fourth hitter in baseball history to reach the 700 home run milestone. Again, that home run you heard was Friday. So, most importantly, speaking as a Reds fan, Pujols did not hit a home run Saturday or Sunday, which means 700 did not come against the Reds. The Cardinals are out west this week in San Diego and LA. I bet Pujols makes history on the road. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, helping you try to reach $57.5 million via a virtual hitting streak. With 17 days left in baseball's regular season, 34 is the highest a streaker could get if they started today from zero. You must be at 23 or higher to still have a chance to hit 57 and win that $5.6 million. You must be at 12 or higher to have a chance to catch Kiyoshi Lotus, 26, and his streak of 45. That is the leader in the clubhouse for $10,000. Let's take a look at the leaderboard with the state of the streak. Two streakers entered Sunday tied atop that leaderboard at 31. Shaq Yankees had a double down of Aaron Judge and Mike Trout on Sunday. Judge did damage. We'll have more on that in a minute. But Trout went 0-for-3 and a walk against Seattle. Trout was actually the number one chosen player on Sunday, with over 12% of streakers going down because of that offer. So Shaq Yankees went down, and so did our guy Hockey Taco. He unfortunately picked Trout as well. Good run for both Shaq Yankees and Hockey Taco, as Matt Spiegel likes to say that username. The other leader at 31 going into Sunday was Bunger, who is now at 33, thanks to a successful double down of Xander Bogaerts and this guy.
That ball hit well to left center field, all the way back. Dermis Garcia at the wall, and it's off the top of the wall. Two runs will score. Here comes Pena. He's going to score. A bases-clearing double for Yordan Alvarez. Didn't miss a slam by much.
He almost twisted that into the Crawford box.
How about the weekend for Yordan Alvarez? Friday night, he hits three home runs. He hits another home run Saturday night with four RBI. And then yesterday, that three-run double that we just heard, that was just inches away from being yet another home run. Alvarez is on a personal hitting streak of 9, mashing baseballs left and right as the Astros have officially clinched a playoff berth. So, the leaderboard as we enter a new week, Bunger at 33, Badco 1GR is at 32. They are the only ones in the 30s as time is ticking to approach the BTS benchmarks of 45 and 56. What we learned this weekend, Aaron Judge is good at hitting. I mentioned Aaron Judge did damage for the Yankees in Milwaukee. When hasn't he done damage this season? Judge was sitting on 57 home runs heading into Sunday in Milwaukee, but he's now two closer to the New York Yankees and American League single season records.
High fly ball, right field. There it goes. See ya. Number 58. He's three away from Roger Maris.
It's a 1-1 fastball, supposed to be away. You see how it came across the plate and up. Number 58 on the year. He just has such a great swing. Stays back on the ball. Does he hit any wall scrapers? Does he barely get anything out of the park? I mean, they're monster shots every time he swings the bat. That's incredible.
Deep to left. There it goes. He's one away from Ruth. Home run number 59 for Aaron Judge. And it's 10-4 Yankees. Unbelievable.
So with those two bombs on Sunday, Judge is now two home runs away from tying Roger Maris's Yankees record of 60 home runs in a single season. He could do it at home this week. He likely will, against either the Pirates or the Red Sox. How fitting would that be? We've tracked Judge all season long, but we've also tried to highlight O'Neill Cruz whenever he does something special, which seems like a nightly thing for the Pirates rookie. Yesterday's moment came against one of the best pitchers in the game, in a big spot and on the road.
And a line drive to right center field, hit pretty deep to the wall, and it's a Cruz missile. A line drive, three-run game tying home run off Jacob DeGrom, number 17. Another laser for Cruz. Stunning this crowd here in New York.
That was a 389-foot home run for Cruz with a 20-degree launch angle. Like you heard there, a Cruz missile. According to the Would It Dong Twitter account, that home run by Cruz would have been a home run at Citi Field and nowhere else in Major League Baseball. Cruz is the first player with a home run and a double in the same game against DeGrom since Juan Soto did it back in 2019. It's also the first three-run homer off of DeGrom since that same year. Saturday was a marathon day for both the Guardians and the Twins in Cleveland. The Guardians won both games of that doubleheader on the strength of Amed Rosario, who's been a sneaky good BTS pick all season long.
It gets by,
baby!
And the Guardians will win it! Palacios could not corral it, and Cleveland finally escapes with a victory. They're eighth in a row over Minnesota.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a day and night of baseball.
Rosario recorded a whopping 8 hits and 6 runs batted in the double dip. And that walk-off you heard in the 15th inning was not a hit or an RBI because of an error by the Twins' backup shortstop. Rosario became the first player since Andy Van Slyke in 1994 to have 4 or more hits in both games of a doubleheader. I bet you weren't expecting to hear that name in this space today. Starting tomorrow with Matt Spiegel back in the saddle, we will debate a different award for each league each day the rest of this week. So Tuesday through Friday, Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP. Looking forward to having some more bigger picture baseball talks with the regular season winding down. With Matt Spiegel out, I've got 3 picks today, and you'll hear them next right here on BTS Daily Inside the Hits. We've got just 9 games today, but it's a big day for playoff races. The Guardians host the Twins this afternoon, looking to pad their lead atop the AL Central, which currently stands at 3.5 over the White Sox. The New York Mets and Atlanta Braves are both in action, with the Mets leading the NL East by just 1 game. That's going to go right down to the wire. And then the Mariners and Rays are both in action as well, both jostling with the Blue Jays in the AL wildcard standings. When it comes to a daily stay away, for me, it's pretty clear cut. Just look at Milwaukee. Max Scherzer and the Mets are facing Corbin Burns and the Brewers. It's a limited schedule today, but there are much better options than Mets or Brewers hitters facing these two aces.
You stay away, I stay away.
All right, I mentioned how there are 3 fourth picks today since Matt Spiegel is taking the day off. We highlighted Amed Rosario earlier. He is 6-for-15 in his career against Twins starter Sonny Gray. Rosario went hitless yesterday, but had gotten a hit in 12 of his previous 14 games. I think he's a safe pick today, but get that pick in quick, because first pitch is at 1:10 Eastern in Cleveland. Fourth pick number 2 today. Arizona starter Merrill Kelly has made 4 starts against the Dodgers this season. In those 4 starts, he is 0-4 with an 8.50 ERA and a 3.29 batting average against. That isn't very good. Freddie Freeman, he is hitting .439 in his last 11 games. Freeman is also one of many Dodgers with success against Kelly, with 6 hits in 14 at-bats. So Freddie Freeman is pick number 2. And then the third and final 4th pick for this Monday. Since the start of August, San Francisco starter Jacob Junis has given up 47 hits in 39-plus innings for the Giants, who play at Coors Field tonight. Yonatan Daza of the Rockies has 7 multi-hit games in the month of September and has a .331 batting average at Coors Field this season. Pick Daza with confidence as well. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits wherever you get your podcasts and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of that Major League Baseball season, well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's to hoping Ahmed Rosario, Freddie Freeman, Yonatan Daza, and all of your guys hit them where they ain't.
We're streaking! We're streaking!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.